Let's talk a little bit about hormonal therapy. We were talking about it before as it related to the recurrence score data. And of course, there's been an explosion of information that's come out over the last few years in terms of aromatase inhibitors. Can you kind of summarize where we are right now in looking at aromatase inhibitors in postmenopausal women upfront after 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen and after 5 years?
Right. We now have a total of six randomized trials, albeit one was smaller, that have reported benefits with aromatase inhibitors above and beyond either tamoxifen or as extended adjuvant therapy. And the interesting pattern that we now are seeing is that if we use different aromatase inhibitors in the same setting, the results are pretty much consistent. We now have data from St. Gallen with letrozole upfront with a relative reduction in recurrence about 19%, which is very similar to what we've seen with the ATTACC trial. We have now three studies when aromatase inhibitors are introduced after 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen, shown recurrence reductions in the range of about 30 to 40%. Of course, the ETA trial was a smaller one, so the 60% reduction with anastrozole, but again, that was 448 patients. But the International Exemestane study, as well as the ARNO ABCSG trial, have shown reductions in the range of 30 to 40% with anastrozole or exemestane. And of course, we have a third setting, that of extended adjuvant therapy, where letrozole produced also about a 40% reduction versus placebo after 5 years of tamoxifen. So based on these results, clearly aromatase inhibitors have entered the adjuvant therapy setting, and they're now pretty much, I think, used in the majority of situations. The bigger question nowadays remains, what is the best setting to introduce aromatase inhibitors upfront versus 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen, or let's say versus after 5 years of tamoxifen. But most oncologists, I think, and surgeons will pick to switch a patient that is on 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen and not wait necessarily the 5 years, or of course prescribe aromatase inhibitors up front.